Welcome to The Lamb Lens, where we bring clarity to the world of finance. I'm Kelsey Berryman, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate at The Lamb Group, joined by Evans Lamb, Managing Director, Wealth Management, and Senior Portfolio Manager at UBS Financial Services, Inc. Our team is located in Pasadena, California, and you can reach out to us at evans.lamb@ubs.com. Our goal is simple: to educate, debunk financial myths, and share our team's lens on the markets.
Hi, everyone. I am Nicole Chen, and I'm part of the Lamb Group. Today, I'm with Evans, and I have a question that I really wanted to ask him. So, Evans, do you think we should offload AI in clients' portfolios?
Well, right now, Nicole, we are right now under our managed portfolio. We have about 1/3 of our exposure to all AI-related, you know, semiconductor, and also, you know, with the private investment, the open AI of the world. So I believe that we are passively participating in the development of the AI. But how do you feel? What do you think?
I think AI is an integral part of our lives already. Having ChatGPT, work, school, even on the day-to-day, when you go to Target, you can scan so many products. It'll definitely be the next big thing. And I do agree that AI comes across more than just what we see right now. So it's a great opportunity to not only invest in the big names we see right now, like NVIDIA, the semiconductor business, but also looking at data centers and infrastructure. Those are crucial foundations for what we need for AI. And just a fun fact to end today's podcast, I wanted to share that Google actually issued century bonds, which are 100-year bonds, and that's pretty rare. Even the government doesn't do that. And that puts almost Google in the same category as utilities. It's not just a tech company we see, but infrastructure for the modern economy.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Lamb Lens. You can visit us at advisors.ubs.com/The Lamb Group for more information. See you next week. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.